is your wake-up call.
Wake the fuck up. The Breakfast Club, the show you love to hate. From the East to the West Coast.
DJ Envy.
Angela Yee.
Charlamagne Tha God.
The realest show on the planet.
This is why I respect this show, because this is a voice to society.
Changing the game.
You guys are the coveted morning show, but y'all earned that.
Impacting the culture.
They wake up in the morning and they want to hear that Breakfast Club.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
We in the mother...
USA. There is no yo, 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 yo. Good morning, Angela Yee.
Hey, good morning. Oh, okay. Now, right now, me and DJ Envy are in Boston. Charlamagne is in New York, I assume, presume.
Yes.
So he should be there.
Yeah, we're still broadcasting from Boston. Shout out to everybody that was in Boston. Yesterday was their huge concert. They do it every year. It's called Summer Jam out in Boston, and it was an amazing show. So many different artists before. We got to kick it with a lot of artists. We're going to play some of those videos. Well, not videos, but some of that audio and our interviews with them. We seen Fetty Wap last night and Monty. Shout out to everybody out in Jersey. We also ran into 50 Cent. We seen Kevin Gates. We seen Fabulous, Fat Joe, Remy Ma, Little Dickie. It was just a dope show. It was well put together.
Kid Ink.
Well organized. It was so good that we couldn't even sneak in liquor. We tried to sneak liquor in backstage so we could drink.
Goodness.
It didn't work. We got
Don't
in trouble for that.
Me.
We got in trouble for that. And then after, we did an after party at a club called Bijou in Boston.
Well, shout out to everybody who came to the concert, by the way. We had an opportunity to meet a lot of people. We had a barbecue.
That's right. We had a barbecue for the fans
of our
and listeners.
Mm-hmm. So that was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a great time.
And then after we did the after party, Fabulous was there. 50 Cent stopped through and performed. It was just a dope show, an amazing time to hang out with a bunch of people that ride with us and listen to us each and every morning. It was just dope, 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 dope. And we appreciate everybody that came on out last night and yesterday to the concert. Shout out to our family at Jammin' 94.5. Shout out to Pup Dog. Shout out to Ashley. Shout out to G-Spin. Shout out to Maverick. Just everybody that supported and showed us a lot of love and everything. We really, really appreciate you guys. Had a good time.
Yeah, I can't complain, except for the fact that we haven't really slept yet.
No, we haven't slept, but it's good.
It was all day.
Yeah, it's good. I'll sleep this weekend. This weekend will be a good weekend.
Good for you.
Now we got front page news popping off. What are we talking about?
Well, we are going to talk about the 2-year-old boy in Orlando. It's all about Orlando this morning. Now, the family is speaking out. They made their first statement ever since their 2-year-old was dragged by an alligator into the lake, and we'll tell you what's been going on there. You're going to look at Disney a little differently after this. Also, we will talk about the shooter, Omar Mateen, in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
And now they are saying that he was exchanging text messages with his wife. We'll tell you what happened.
Wow. Also, stop the music for a second.
Uh-oh, here we go. Predictions.
I just want to say that I said it's going to 7 games.
You did say that.
It's at 7 games now.
You're right.
Charlamagne said 5 games, then he says 6 games. I said it's going full 7, and I think Cleveland's going to take it. That's just my opinion.
Every prediction Charlamagne had has been wrong.
That's just my opinion. You know, that's just, you know, I feel like LeBron wants to bring back one for the city. That's my opinion.
So
7 games.
So now you're saying the last game is going to be Cleveland.
I think Cleveland's going to win.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not invested into this series because I'm a Knicks fan.
It's just your prediction.
It's just my prediction, just what I think. And I don't think the Knicks will ever get to the finals anytime soon.
Well, Ayesha Curry was not too happy yesterday.
And then she erased those tweets. We'll talk about that when we come back as well. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. It's Friday. Now, let's get in front page news. Now, the NBA Finals, the Cavs beat the Warriors last night, 115-101, the fourth game 7. Just like I said, I tell you it was going to 7 games, and it went to the full 7 games.
You did say it was going 7 games.
Yep.
You did.
I
picked it in 5. You said it was going 7.
Yeah, it is in 7 games now. Steph Curry's wife feels like it was rigged. You got the actual tweets, what she put out, Yee?
Yeah, she tweeted. This is one of those tweet and deletes, but she tweeted out, "I've lost all respect. Sorry, this is absolutely rigged for money or ratings. I'm not sure which. I won't be silent. Just saw it live. Sorry."
Okay. See, that's when you got to tell a woman to sit her ass down. Okay? She don't know what the hell she talking about. You cannot rig basketballs going through a hoop. Now, it has been times where NBA officials have admitted that certain games have been rigged, but last night wasn't one of those rigged games. The Cavs just came out and busted Golden State's ass.
They were ready to play.
Well, she did delete that tweet, and she said, and then she tweeted, "Police racially profiled my father and told him to remove credentials and tried to arrest him. It's been a long night for me. I apologize."
Okay, so now you point to the racism. Right, when all else fails, blame racism. Listen, the Golden State Warriors are 73-9. They still have a chance to win Game 7. She has to understand when she tweets things like that. When the Warriors win Game 7, people can say the same thing. The NBA is rigged. So she shouldn't do that. She shouldn't pull that card.
So I look forward to Game 7. And the song that we talked out of was No Role Models. I couldn't hear the songs. We're in Boston. I couldn't
see
difference. What's going on.
We all title songs by the words in them.
All right. Now let's talk about Philly soda tax. What's going on in Philly now?
Not 100% sure, Envy. You tell us.
Philadelphia becomes the first major American city with a soda tax.
So what's a soda tax?
I have no idea. This is the part that you do. I just usually do the headline. Let me see. All right.
What the hell is a soda tax? They haven't been taxing soda all these years?
What's going on, Envy? The
final approval of a 1.5 cent per ounce tax on soda and diet beverages.
What the hell does that mean?
So if it's 8 ounces...
Exactly. Figure it out.
They need to put a tax on tasty cakes and cheesesteaks. That's what they need to do. The more expensive they make those, the less fat people will be in Philly.
Well, what stories do you have, Yee?
We are going to talk about Disney World and the alligator problem. Now, according to a report, they're saying that Disney World was warned about the alligator problem in its Seven Seas Lagoon, but some of the high-paying guests, and these guests are paying $2,000 a night for waterfront Bora Bora bungalows, liked having them because they liked feeding them.
Okay.
So therefore...
Oh, that's crazy.
Therefore, they ignored the request to build protective fences, and they knew about these alligators, didn't warn anybody, didn't do anything to prevent things from happening.
All they had to do was put a sign up with Mickey Mouse that says gators crossing or something like that. There's gators in this water.
Well, there still shouldn't be gators like that around a bunch of kids, especially how fast gators are. They could grab a kid at any given moment.
And they showed all this video. I don't know if you saw some of this on YouTube, but they showed gators at Disney World. One person said a gator tried to go after his 5-year-old son at the park, and they just covered it up. Now, the family of the 2-year-old boy who was killed, they've spoken out. Matt and Melissa Graves of Elkhorn, Nebraska. They said they were devastated after the death of their son. Words cannot describe the shock and grief our family is experiencing over the loss of our son. We are devastated and ask for privacy during this extremely difficult time.
I feel sorry for them wholeheartedly, but if there was signs up that said no swimming and they happened to be dangling their feet in the water like they said they was, that is their fault.
Now, what's going on with the Orlando shooting? Any updates?
Well, now they are investigating Omar Mateen's wife at the time. Allegedly, she had been in contact with him. She was actually with him when he went to go buy the ammunition and everything. And they're saying that she was texting him during what was going on.
During the shooting they were speaking?
Yeah.
She should be locked
him,
up.
I love you and everything. So they're trying to figure out what all of the messages said and what, if anything, she knew about the attack before it was perpetrated. She did say that she tried to prevent things from happening.
She didn't call the police. She didn't call authorities.
No, she did not.
No, that's what she should have called.
I mean, all she could say is that my husband is crazy and he got a lot of guns.
So right now they're trying to determine whether or not Norma Teen was aware what her husband was about to do when she got messages from him and all of that.
Wow.
They said she's cooperating, but I doubt it.
Are you ever really aware, though? Like, you may know that your spouse has some issues and has some guns, but if you don't see, like, a plan written out, are you aware?
Well, she drove him to the club to stalk out the club. She knew what he was about to do.
Or maybe she was just trying to find him some penis so she can keep her marriage together because she knew he was in the closet.
They also recently went to Disney World together. They were trying to figure out now if it was a family trip or if he was there to possibly case Disney World for a target.
Wow. All right.
They just ruining the nice family fun place that Orlando is, man.
Right.
The last person that ruined Orlando like this was Dwight Howard.
Leave Dwight Howard alone, man. And that's front page news. Now tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, you need to get things off your chest, call us up right now and vent. 800-585-1051. Maybe you had a bad morning or a bad night last night. Whatever it may be, you can call us up.
Maybe your wife was tweeting things that she had no business tweeting about your place of employment.
800-585-1051. Call us right now. Phone lines are wide open. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, this is DMX. And you know what makes me mad? When ask for the truth, but can't handle the truth. All right? Now tell them why you mad on The Breakfast Club, bitches.
This is New York Nick from Hollis, Queens.
Ha, Hollis, Queens.
Why you name yourself after consummate losers?
Oh, man, come on, Charlamagne the God, man. Well, I want to tell y'all where I'm at.
Go ahead.
I got 3 kids. I'm paying child support, and I still send extras. And I just finished paying $300 for abortion. I don't even know the kid is mine.
Sir, it sounds like you're having a lot of unprotected sex.
Wear a condom.
Oh, man, yeah, you're right. Thank you, Charlamagne the God, peace.
I don't feel bad for him paying for an abortion that he may or may not think is headed. If it's a 50-50 chance, get paid for the abortion.
Goodness. Hello, who's this?
Yeah, this is
Bill
from Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Hey, what's up, bro? Tell him why you mad.
Man, I'm mad because, you know, that white boy is really coming out from Obama. Is a Muslim, and all Muslims must die and all this crap.
That sounds crazy.
Yeah, and talking about why is all these blacks killing each other and all this stuff in Chattanooga and all this crap. Don't say where society done messed this world up. When I was back when I was young, we got had to beat by our moms and daddies, and we can't whoop our kids no more. And that's why they're doing all this crap.
Only thing I heard in that whole story was you hate Muslims and you want to beat your kids.
No, he said there's a white guy at his job that says Barack Obama. He hates Muslims because of Barack Obama and wants to beat his kids.
Oh, got you. Okay.
But I was kind of confused, too. Hello, who's this?
This is Dad from Jersey.
What's up, bro? Tell him why you mad.
I'm mad. The NBA is rigged, man.
It's not rigged, man.
Who is this, Aisha Curry?
We can't be doing this. And I'm not having it. You know, we need to change something.
Bro.
Now, Envy, behind the scenes, you did tell me that the games be rigged, too.
No, I didn't.
The game.
Right, why did anything about no rigged games?
That the Philly Sixers won the draft before it even happened. Something's going on, man.
Yeah, but that's not games. That's not games.
Like, that was lottery.
It's hard to rig the ball going in the hoop, bro. And listen, stop it. Why does everybody panic? Game 7 is Sunday. What you going to say when Golden State wins?
And they won by 14.
Nah, they're going to lose, and then we all going to be shocked.
Man, stop being pessimistic. How you figure they're going to lose?
I will say, though, it is good for everybody financially for this to go 7 games.
Absolutely. I mean, it's great for the sport, and I think the Cleveland Cavaliers has it. I think LeBron is actually going to bring a ring home to Cleveland.
Listen, and it's going to be dumb when Golden State wins. Then the people that are saying that this rigged now, what you going to say when they win? It's rigged? Mm-hmm. They went 73-9 all season. Was it rigged?
Nope. Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, you could call us at any given time. When we come back, of course, Angela Yee and I are out in Boston still. Charlamagne made it back home. We'll tell you about the concert last night, who performed, the special guests, what they announced, all that. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Bryson Tiller with Don't. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, Angela Yee and I are still out in Boston. Concert last night was amazing. It was their Summer Jam concert out in Boston. Dope show.
Everything went nice and smooth.
Charlamagne, you missed a great show. Everything was actually organized. Organized.
So you're saying that usually radio shows aren't organized?
Yes, that's
what
I'm saying.
I'm glad you're being honest.
Yes.
But that's because... never mind.
That's because what? You're going to say because it was a white show? It
yes,
was mostly
Boston
white people?
Has a majority of white people. Yes, I was going to say that. I'm sorry.
You're right.
I want to believe in my black people, but y'all let me down so much often.
It was 90% white people, and everything went fine. There was no fights,
okay.
No shootings. I mean, the artists were a little late here and there, but other than that, it was great.
Well, there was a lot of traffic. That's why the traffic was absolutely crazy. So some of the artists did end up showing up late, but everybody had great energy.
There was a lot of beer. And a lot of beer. Not too much hard liquor, but a lot of beer.
That sounds real Boston.
Mm-hmm, very Boston. It was a dope show. Fetty Wap performed. He killed it. Teased about him and Young Thug doing an album together. 50
that'll, be
Cent.
A, that'll be a very mumble-filled album. Filled with great mumble-filled music.
But melodic.
Yes, very melodic mumble. Melodic mumble. That would be. It'd be a nice melodic mumble album.
Fab said he has an album coming out this summer.
Yeah, Fab said he has an album coming out. He has a lot of music. He's going to put out
around
a project
July
this summer.
July or August.
Mm-hmm. Also, Fab told us who Angela Yee is smashing.
Really?
Yes.
I missed that one.
We'll play that in the interview a little bit later.
You got the audio of that?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Now I know you don't take Fab seriously.
You want to give us a little hint, Yee?
He's joking.
Oh,
but
okay.
That's the whole hint that you're going to get.
Did it sound like he was joking, Envy?
You just got to hear it.
Wow.
You just got to hear it.
Wow.
I'm
mad I missed that one. I wanted to be there to soup that one up.
You didn't have to. Fab did it all on his own.
Wow.
Also, Little Dicky talks about being underrated and people being surprised that he actually made the freshman cover.
No, actually, Envy kept saying, I was surprised. People are really surprised. And then you can rap. It's surprising. People were so surprised.
A lot of people were surprised. We got a lot of people hitting us on social media that Little Dicky made the cover.
I mean, I don't think it's too much of a shock. I mean, Little Dicky has been having a good year or two. He's been growing.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a nice social media following. People like his videos. He's got a fan base.
Yeah, we also talked to Monty, which is Fetty Wap's guy. He didn't make the cover, and, you know, he's on a couple of platinum records. He put out a record himself and how he felt about that. So
I actually like Monty. I think Monty, on the original version of My Way, I thought his verse was better than the remix verse with Drake. Monty gets busy.
I don't know if it was better, but he definitely does get busy. But we'll get into all that when we come back, and we got rumors coming up as well.
Yes, we'll talk about Lil Wayne, what really happened with his seizures. Also, Ayesha Curry will give you some more information on what she said was going down during Game 6. Not just the game was rigged, but there were some other things that happened.
All right. All that and more. Keep it locked. It's Friday. And it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report. Angela Yee.
It's the Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, first, Ayesha Curry tweeted out, 10 minutes till game time and the whole team's families are sitting here on a bus. They won't let us in yet. Interesting tactic, though, again. So I guess they had everybody on the bus, wouldn't let them in. Maybe
the players?
No, the families.
Oh.
So she said all the team's families are sitting here on a bus.
When she say teams, did she just mean the Golden State Warriors? Because I'm sure the Cavs family was in there chilling.
Yeah, I think she just meant the Golden State Warriors. She said it's a very interesting tactic. Then after that, she was complaining about what she says is rigged. She said, I've lost our respect. Sorry, this is absolutely rigged for money or ratings. And not sure which. I won't be silent. Just saw it live. Sorry. Then she tweeted out, after she deleted that tweet, police racially profiled my father and told him to remove credentials and try to arrest him. It's been a long night for me. I apologize.
Racially profiled Del Curry how? Del Curry is a waffle-colored beige Negro who looks black. Like, he's not one of those waffle-colored Negroes who looks white. So what are they racially profiling him about?
Maybe they were curry profiling.
I don't know.
All right, now here's a rumor for you. O.J. Simpson, he wants to take a paternity test for Khloe Kardashian.
Now?
Now, according to a prison guard, okay, they're saying that that O.J. Simpson has agreed to this paternity test if Khloe goes to see him in person. This is according to one of the security guards there. They said that O.J. has agreed to have a swab to his mouth. And the same security guard also wrote a book about O.J. Simpson. He says jail authorities have even given their permission for that test to happen.
They don't even need to do that. I mean, you can just look at them. Like, that's the Snapchat face swap without the filter. They look exactly alike.
You just saying that because of the height
and
the build.
Man, look at O.J. and Khloe in the face. Same person. Minus the two bodies.
She wants to know. Mm-mm-mm. All right, now Lil Wayne is saying that the last round of seizures that he had was not because of SZA. He said it was all because he is epileptic and he wasn't taking his medication. He's supposed to take medication in order to control it. He hadn't been doing that. He said he went to a pharmacy in Milwaukee. That's where he was performing when he got on the private jet to go back to the West Coast. They didn't have that medicine in stock. He thought he would be okay for a few days without it, but he was wrong. So there you have it.
That's it. That's the story. He's sticking with it.
That's what he's saying.
Man, you can't
massive amounts of scissor.
You can't slack on your health, bro. Like, you just can't. I don't care if you got to get that medicine flown in from somewhere. Do what you got to do to stay healthy. Matter of fact, just keep it on deck. Keep a few bottles of it on deck, something.
Yep.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right. Now, when we come back, we got some front page news. What are we talking about?
We are going to talk about Orlando. We'll talk about the family of the 2-year-old that was killed when he was drowned by an alligator. Also, we'll talk about the shooter that shot up Pulse nightclub and killed 50 people and injured more, 53 people.
Okay.
What they are saying now about his wife.
All right. And also, we got to talk about my prediction. I predicted the Cavs and Golden State 7 games, and we're at 7 games. We'll tell you all about it
That's
when we come back.
That's a safe prediction, though, bro.
How is that a safe prediction?
I mean, even though it's right, it's
I
still
said
safe.
7 games a long time sometimes ago. That's not a safe prediction.
Sometimes you should drop your beige balls out there and just be Warriors in 5.
Even when you said 5 and they were up 3-1, I still said 7. That's not a safe prediction.
Warriors in 5 is a ballsy prediction,
hater.
Baby.
You are a hater.
That's a ballsy prediction. Warriors in 5.
Hater. When we come back, it's a Breakfast Club. Good morning. This is The Breakfast Club. Good morning, DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. It's a Friday. Let's get in some front page news. Now, like I said, the Cavs beat the Warriors last night to force Game 7. They won 115-101.
You were right. Nice safe pick, but you were right.
That's not a safe pick. That's a tough pick. Everybody said they were going to get swept. They were going to win
one. Don't feed
He's
into this.
Hating.
Nobody ever said the Cavs were getting swept.
Been wrong.
He
it's
said
okay.
5. Then he said 6 games. I said 4.
I never said 6. But I said 5.
Now, that that was a safe prediction.
I said
five.
Oh, shut up. You don't even watch sports. Shut up, Aisha Curry. Listen, I
said
five.
Why are you so upset?
Okay.
Why are you so angry that you were wrong?
He was wrong.
But Envy,
you
right?
hear him? Just shut up. Just shut up.
Envy,
just
you
shut
were
up.
Right. You were right. It's going
that's
seven games.
That's all you
games.
Have to say.
Oh, thank you
but
for
that's
that
still
compliment.
A safe pick.
It's not a safe bet. Nobody else said seven games. I was the only
everybody
one. Everybody
did
said
think
five
that the
you're
Golden State Warriors are going to win way earlier.
Hater.
Who are these people y'all talking about?
They. Now let's talk about Aisha Curry.
Oh, man. Now, Aisha Curry was having some issues at the game. First, she said that the whole team's families were sitting on a bus and couldn't get in. Then she said that she's lost all respect. This is absolutely rigged for money or ratings. I'm not sure which. I won't be silent. Just saw it live. Sorry. But she did delete that tweet. And I guess she was upset because she said they racially profiled her dad and took his credentials.
I mean, that's just one of those tweets that, you know, people who would like to say that women shouldn't talk about sports, that's one of those tweets that reinforces it.
Sometimes it works for you, sometimes it works against you, I guess.
Yeah, but when you won, your team is the defending champions of the NBA. You went 73-9 this year. Your husband's back-to-back MVPs. Was the NBA rigged during all that good fortune?
Yeah, you can't say it's rigged
like,
just when
it.
You lose.
No, you can't. No. It can't be God when you win and then, you know, rigged when you lose. No. And then you got Game 7 Sunday. Like, that's the tweet you say for after Game 7 if y'all lose.
Now, let's talk about what's going on in Orlando, Yee. A lot going on.
Well, first up with Disney World now. According to reports, Disney World was warned about the alligator problem. They looked the other way because a lot of their high-paying guests enjoyed feeding the alligators. These guests pay like $2,000 a night for waterfront bungalows. And those guests were feeding the alligators, even though you're not supposed to do that. And for the guests, I guess they felt like, oh, we're closer to wildlife and blah, 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 blah. There were also reports and video that has surfaced of alligators in the water. You see, one person said that one of the alligators tried to attack his five-year-old and everything got brushed under the rug when he tried to complain about it. So clearly this was an issue that was ongoing. Now, the family of the two-year-old who was killed, they have finally released a statement and spoken out. Matt and Melissa Graves from Elkhorn, Nebraska said about their son, Lane, "Words cannot describe the shock and grief our family is experiencing over the loss of our son. We are devastated and ask for privacy during this extremely difficult time."
Yo, you know what I just thought about? What if they were staying in the animal kingdom? If you're staying in the animal kingdom part of Disney, like, gators aren't going to, like, alarm you. Because it's
right.
mad that's, animals there.
Yeah, that's if you're staying in that part. But the part that they were staying is not the animal kingdom.
I actually stayed there.
No, I actually stayed there before. And like you said, there's too many kids running around that have gators just loosely running around. That they should have took care of that somehow, somewhere.
Were they loose or are they in the water?
In the water, but the water, you could get to the people. Put a gate around it. Put some kind of glass enclosure in it. Something that's going to keep them away from the kids.
And even a sign that says, hey, there's alligators.
And how about
there's no signs.
And don't dangle your feet in the water if it says no swimming. If it says don't go in the water, don't go in the water. I understand right. You should have a gator sign up too, but if it says don't go in the water, follow the rules, people.
Now, also, what else is going on in Orlando with the shooting?
Well, the Orlando shooter, Omar Mateen, they are now finding out, was sending text messages to his wife, Noor Mateen, during the massacre. One report even said that he was texting her and that he loves her. She was saying that she loves him. And now they're questioning whether or not she could have prevented this from happening. Did she know about what was about to go down? She actually went with him when he went to go buy everything that he was using, and so I don't know. Authorities are saying maybe she could have prevented this from happening.
She could have. She should have called somebody. She knew he was buying the ammunition. She drove him to the club before. She knew what was happening.
Listen.
Now, his second wife also had told investigators that he told her he had interest in carrying out an attack, but she said she did not know of any specific plans.
Listen, man, I love Orlando. My aunt lives there, but Orlando needs tech support right now. Orlando's like an iPhone that somebody dropped in water. Like, Orlando needs a good fixer-upper. They had a bad week.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, when we come back, yesterday, of course, we're on in Boston, our sister station, Gemma 94.5. They have a Summer Jam concert each and every year. Angela and I went yesterday. An amazing show. Everything is organized. Everything is on time. They had great green rooms. Everything was dope. They had a big barbecue for us. It was a dope show. So many different performances from Fetty Wap to 50 Cent to Kid Ink to Fabulous, Fat Joe, Remy Ma,
Lil Dicky,
Ty Dolla Sign, Lil Dicky, Young Thug. We got a chance to chop it up with a bunch of those artists. We're going to get on when we come back. Fab and Fetty Wap. Fab talked about somebody Angela Yee might have smashed, too.
I can't wait to hear that. I didn't get a chance to go to the concert because I have a TV show to shoot.
Now, that's all you care about, what Fab had to say.
Yes. Absolutely. I can't wait to hear what Fab had to say about you and who you smashed.
The only reason I'm not mad is because it wouldn't be a bad look.
And we might need to bring that up for Freaky Freaky Friday and say, ask the question, do you think Angelique smashed that person? I don't know who it is. I haven't heard the audio yet.
We'll talk about it when we come back. And also, we kick it with Fetty Wap and Monty and him not making the freshman cover, the double XL freshman cover.
So don't go anywhere. Who's first up?
We're going to do Fetty Wap. We do Fetty Wap and Monty.
Okay, Fetty Wap and Monty. All right.
All right, so keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Meek Mill. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're broadcasting live from Boston again. Shout out to our sister station, Jammin' 94.5. They had their Summer Jam concert yesterday. We kicked it with a lot of artists. But one of the first artists we kicked it with, he's from Jersey. Fetty Wap, Monty, squad. You know, I'll be waiting for you.
You guys move up. Come on, Monty, move on up.
What's going on, fellas?
Working, man. You know, just trying to get it. Just trying to stay relevant, do my thing.
Congratulations. Are they going to make it on time?
You guys drove up here.
Yeah, we drove.
And you drove yourself. You didn't even have a driver or nothing.
No, I drove my car.
You are crazy. You just like to drive that much.
Yeah.
So that's what happens when you're younger and you can't afford it and you got it now. You're like, I'm driving everywhere.
You can afford it, MV.
Not when he was younger. Oh. Now he can. Yeah. Okay. Now he can. You don't get tired of driving? You see, I always see you in your car.
Monty didn't take over and drive a little something?
Monty drove
his own car.
Oh.
Back to back.
Sheesh.
Drove like 5 cars down.
That's crazy.
Now, how has the success been? I mean, I see you traveling, you're overseas. I see you doing bar mitzvahs. I see you doing all types of things now.
Really, like, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of overwhelming, you feel me? Like, it be crazy sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes I be thinking I could get up and just go somewhere by myself without calling nobody and be like, oh, yo, mom, where you at, man? Tell everybody come through. Like,
what happened in the mall? There's some video of you try to go to mall shopping around Christmas time, and the mall packed out, and they said you were throwing $100 bills
I was going through a little something with my baby mother, my daughter moms, you know what I'm saying? She let me see it. I was a little happy, you feel me? So I just had a party the night before. I was trying to tell everybody I already had that money from the night before. I just saved it over and I just threw it out, like, you know what I'm saying?
Really?
Next
time,
Merry
call
Christmas.
Me. You guys, I'll stay on there. You was throwing hundreds. They say you threw about 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 stacks. I said, okay, that was pretty nice.
I remember early on people was thinking that you wasn't going to keep on coming with the hits, but you have been. You know, people were like, oh, I don't know if he could do it. I was like, I don't know. Fetty Wap kind of got like back-to-back-to-back-to-back hits.
Yeah, I be trying to do it, you know. Me and Monty be in the studio, like, saying he just keep driving me like, yo, Zoo, like, you know what I'm saying? We got this chemistry together where, you know what I'm saying? He make me feel like I'm the best, and I make him feel like he the best, and that's how we be coming up with it.
And you had said before, whatever he wants to do, Monty, whatever you want to do with your situation, he's not saying you got to sign to him, nothing, whatever. What have you decided to do?
Well, you know, I'm always, like, I'm Remy Boy Zoo Gang, so, like, I'm always here. Like, I'm putting, like, working for the team, so that's what I feel like with it. What's up?
Now, you weren't on the freshman cover, and I asked Vanessa from XXL the other day, and it was kind of surprising because you had a bunch of records with him. You put out your own record. How did you feel about not making that freshman cover?
So honestly, like, hey, it happened, it don't, but, like, I that shit ain't gonna stop me. I'm gonna still keep going. I feel like, feel me, I'm good where I'm at already. Like, feel me, word is bond. Like,
he's still a platinum selling artist.
Word up, platinum selling artist is, feel me, like, you know what I mean? And I mean, we just doing it. Like, we just doing it big, so, feel me, I ain't mad.
Now, what about this? The rumor has it that you and Young Thug have an album that you're about to release. I seen Young Thug walking around back here. I heard that you guys are gonna release a project.
It was like, where's Fetty?
Yeah, that's my brother right there, man. Thug actually one of the people I actually work with a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really be working with a lot of artists. Like, I could probably name off the top of my hand, PnB Rock, you know what I'm saying? I got my artist Drabo, Tay, 4K Tay, you know what I'm saying, Monty, and Thugger, you know what I'm saying? Thugger, that's who I really be working with. I be in Atlanta a lot, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean, grew up home now, so you know what I mean, next time I go back down there, hopefully we get it in, but as of right now, you know, I ain't gonna spill the beans, though. But
I heard.
So that's a yes.
I'm just saying,
when
we work a lot.
When you say I ain't gonna spill the beans, that means yes.
I heard I got a bunch of songs done in the can, waiting to go.
We work a lot. You feel me? When we got free time, we don't got free time. You know what I'm saying? Yo, Slime, where you at? Come through, you know what I'm saying? Then that's that.
Have you kicked it with Gucci since he been home yet?
No, ain't been
there. You said Gucci was an influence.
Yeah, that's my own. You know what I'm saying? That's my favorite artist, that's my influence in rap. I feel like if you rap now, like, your sound came from Gucci, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not talking about people before me. Right. I'm talking about people in my era that came up with me, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people is influenced by Gucci, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like, you know what I mean, Gucci man, that he that dude, that's who it is.
Is it crazy to see yourself on the blogs all the time? Every time I look, they're like following
you take
Fetty
a
Wap's.
With a girl doing the blog. They're like, Fetty Wap's new baby mom.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just look at it like, feel me, like a couple years ago, it was just, you know what I mean, nobody know me, feel me, so I just be doing my thing, like, you know what I'm saying, and I can support my habits.
I just want to say you lied to me when you was on the Breakfast Club, but it's all good.
What you mean?
Because I was asking him about different women, and he was like, nah, that's just my friend.
He don't kiss and tell. You what you want to say, every girl he smashed?
Okay.
He's not going to do that.
That's too many.
He's looking like, come on, you making me hot over here.
Nah, just be easy, Stacks.
It's like a reality show on Instagram, though. I'd be like, yo, how does he do this? But it seemed like everybody love you anyway, no matter what, so.
I'm here for the music, you know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to be, you know, all in that TV stuff. Like, you know, I'll just be chilling, just doing my Fetty Wap thing.
Now, your latest single you put out is not like the original stuff you put out. Was there a reason for that?
A lot of people wanted to know about my eye, you know what I'm saying? Like, what was the real story and, like, why I never talk about it, you feel me?
You done told that story like 13 times, my
child. Yeah, but the music part of it, you know what I'm saying? Like, nobody, why you never talk about it in your music? You never talk about the struggle and you just want to make turn-up stuff. So I just gave them what they asked me for, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I couldn't really, you know what I mean? I ain't no rapper, so I couldn't keep it going. So I just did, you know what I mean? Oh, you know, did my little Fetty Wap thing up there and just... I just gave him what they asked for, you feel me? And I was feeling it so much that I felt like it could be a single.
Fetty Wap, I appreciate you, Monty. I appreciate you guys,
man. My bad. Good looking,
appreciate you. I got to say it one time. Squad! There we go.
So sad when you do it.
All right, now keep it locked. When we come back, we're going to kick it with Fabulous. And Fabulous, he might have dropped a gem on us about Angela Yee.
So forget the mixtape. Forget all that stuff.
Now we talking about the gem.
Yeah, I want to hear the gym, too. I didn't get to hear the gym. I want to hear about the gym. I want to know who was in Angela Yee's jewel.
Okay, when we come back, keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Needed Me, Rihanna. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're broadcasting live from Boston. How do you say Boston, like with the Boston accent?
Boston.
I don't
know.
Boston. Yeah, we're live in Boston, Jam 94.5. Shout out to our sister station. Yesterday was a huge summer jam concert. Fab was performing. We got a chance to kick it with him, so let's get into it. Fabolous.
Yes.
What's up?
The guy who gave Envy his start in everything, radio and DJ-wise. Yeah, that's how I look at Fab.
Yeah, Fab helped me out a lot.
I'm glad you said that. I didn't want to have to say that. I love
Fab
that.
Fab helped me out a lot. He put me
Without
on my
Fab,
first tour.
Without Fab, there'd be no Envy.
He was in Traded All Video. I seen the pictures the other day. He was in Traded All Video on the wall. Little John Elway jersey.
Yeah, I do feel like you don't give Fab enough credit, Envy, for
Are
getting
you crazy?
Nah. I don't want no credit. Like, he worked, though. He worked to
percentage.
Get where he is.
He went up a percentage?
He worked.
Nah, but Fab was very helpful with my career.
Kanye, then Kanye would want some credit. He would be like, I started in me. I gave him his first TV.
His first TV.
Now let's talk about Fabulous. Now, when we get a new project?
I think I'm going to throw something out in July, man.
Nice.
I think I want to throw out, but I'm going to throw back. I might go July and August. Like, I got so much music. It's just really me trying to figure when I'm going to just let it out or how to let it out.
Like, right.
I like summertime Fab.
Yeah, you like summertime
Fab,
right? I got some summertime music, so that's why I'm ready to come. I'm ready to, you know what I mean? And it's the mixy thotty weather, so I got like
mixy
all those
thotty.
Mixy I like thotty, mixing like and thotty.
You like the mixing thotty, so okay.
Yeah, it's mixy weather. It's time to get out here and be mixy.
Are you surprised when you do freestyles and people forget how nice you are? When you did the Friday Massacres last year, it was like people was like, oh wow, Fab could spit. I'm like, this guy been spitting since he started.
Yeah, but I think it's generational, but then at the same time, like, I think music too has also changed. Like, so, you know, it's more about making a song that's catchy and everybody like, but, you know, it's not as lyrical or everybody's down to the bars and picking apart what you do. So even if you've heard me on the radio, you might even forget I can rap in that fashion. You know what I'm saying? That was one of the reasons I did the Friday Night Freestyles, was just to, you know what I mean, take it back and show that, you know what I mean, I could do that. But,
right.
You know what I mean, it's just a part of my... what I could do, you know what I mean? I don't hang on it while people like don't recognize that I'm this nice, you know what I'm saying?
Well, 50 Cent was just here and he was talking about how he feels like you haven't reached your peak yet because you've been very consistent, but he's like, Fab still hasn't, like,
yeah,
everybody doesn't know how incredible he is.
Yeah, it's your lane, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't cry over what should have been done, or like if I had the big engine. 50 Cent had Jimmy Iovine and Interscope behind him, while that was a and Eminem and, like, you know what I'm saying? I had a lane too. I had Clue. I had a better lane than certain people, and you know what I mean? What came about, and I'm still here and still doing my thing. So I'm blessed overall.
I always say Fab is one of the nicest and most consistent. So
definitely
thank
most
you.
Consistent.
Thank you.
You know, I'm from Brooklyn, so I gotta represent.
Yeah, she grew up on me. She, all her little friends used to like Fab, like,
It was like, yeah, he kinda outgrew that stage where he was awkward. Yeah.
He was never awkward. He was just always just quiet. Fab was just always quiet.
You grow out of all them stages. You know what I'm saying?
So you was awkward.
Nah, I mean, I was might have been awkward to them, but you know, after a while, I started looking like, ooh, that's Zaddy now. Like, you know what I mean?
Zaddy.
Now, an incident happened the other night, well, a couple weeks ago with Troy Ave.
Mm-hmm.
And you were in an incident a long time ago. So, does that make you move any differently when you go out now? Or
I think it definitely does. I think you gotta just be aware of your surroundings. You gotta be aware of you. Where you going and how you move, you know what I mean? I got a lot more experience in it, so I know it. Even when I see certain people, I see certain energies.
You talk to them sometimes, and like, faces. You know, like, because
nah,
you've been through it,
sometimes you do, but they got to experience it too. Like, my thing came from my experience. Like, me seeing people and me seeing different entourages and their energies and they me mugging and, you know what I'm saying? You could tell when something is not, you know what I mean? Like, and even if I need to be there, I'll come there, do what I got to do, and get out of there, because you don't want to be a part of something that ain't even for you anyway, you know what I'm saying? So,
now, last week online, there was a picture of you and your family, and you guys were all dressed up, matching to the T.
The D&G, the
Sound like an Envy picture, too, from his family.
Envy's one. I like, how many suitcases did they bring? I know they had to pack so many clothes for that trip. But it was great, man. I like those pictures, man. I like, you know, your family gets into it. They love to dress up, and, you know what I mean? It's dope. I think it even sets a good precedent for people to, you know, take family pictures as well, you know what I'm saying?
I saw you bought them Rolexes for your son.
You bought the little ones Rolexes, goodness gracious.
People just think that's like a stunt kind of, but I mean, besides it being an investment, you know what it kind of is for me, like for your kids to see something or we came up where we would strive for that. Like, right. We would like hustle, we would rob, we would do whatever you had to do. And people in the hood, they had that mentality. So I don't want my kids to look at that as something they have to strive for. Like, I'm giving it to them now so they can see. That's why I take them places that I'm going, so they can see and they can experience this stuff and just strive for success, not strive for a Rolex, not
strive
for a chain.
Can they add extra links to make it bigger when they get older, or that's...
Nah, they're probably just gonna need to get it. I'm probably gonna have to buy another one, but yeah. But maybe another baby will come and you could pass the...
Oh, okay, I see what we did.
Emily's pregnant again. He said another baby. Emily, congratulations, Em.
Good job.
He said, nah. We appreciate you for joining us, as always.
That's usually Angela Yee's job.
I'm not going to lie. I did get in trouble for that, but, you know, I fixed it.
Yeah, she did.
I fixed it. I'm
nice. Goodness gracious. Backstage.
I was like, did I blow up you and Trey Songz' relationship? Did I do that?
What relationship?
Wow.
Nah.
Wow, there you have it. Okay, an exclusive. Trey Songz, Angela Yee, keep it locked.
Oh, that's old, man. I thought he was going to give us somebody new. That's an old body.
You knew that one?
I mean, I didn't know, but that's an old rumored body. We've said right. that
well,
to Trey
know,
before.
Well, you know, it's not a bad look. Trey Songz, I'm not mad at that.
I mean, it's a bad look if he ain't wife you. You Angela Yee, you supposed to get wife. You can't just get
Maybe
me another
I didn't
chick.
Wife him.
You can't just be another chick Trey smashed.
That's, I don't know if he's wifeable.
You don't know if Trey's wifeable? All right, keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up.
This just in. All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Nick Cannon has put out a new freestyle. It's called Divorce Papers. Now, there were some rumors that he wouldn't sign off on his divorce papers with Mariah Carey, and he's been upset at the media coverage of this, and he said, my purpose for creating this divorce papers freestyle was not to feed the tabloid chatter or even to diffuse it. This was strictly a creative way for me to express my frustrations with the media, the naysayers, myself, and ultimately with the voices in my head. So check it out.
Woo! Okay. Whenever you, I'm telling you, God don't even want Nick Cannon to rap. That's why our producer went to go play it, and it did not play because God does not want Nick Cannon to rap.
We got it, Q.
He said he's in a great place with his ex right now.
Oh, you got it. Okay.
Here we go.
My daughter said, Daddy, why your eyes in tears? Because the last time I dropped you and your brother off, I didn't get a call next day, and it felt like years. And I'ma be honest, sometimes I hate to hear y'all on the other line having fun without me. I wonder if my son will ever doubt me. Cause with the press right about me, I done lost faith in everybody. What's love? I don't care about it. I just want my kids to be safe. There, you got it. Now y'all happy? Hope she happy. Know she happy. Paparazzi snapping. Fuck them all, cause they see my sadness and just walk it off. I guess I'm the dog.
All right, fart on those, boss. Fart on them. Look, Nick.
Come on, he's pouring his heart
look,
out.
Nick is my guy, but that's terrible. Nick should never express himself through rap. Just tweet, talk, write a book, do it on Wildin' Out. We don't want to hear your boss. I just can't get past Nick rapping to even understand what he's talking
that
about.
That sound like that could be a ghost face beat.
I used to like Gigolo, though. I'm a Gigolo.
You know how long ago that was, Effie?
Oh, sorry.
You're so disrespectful, man. All right, now Future has dropped his lawsuit against Ciara. And that's because he's getting more time with his son. I just saw some cute pictures of them together. She had sued him for $15 million, and that was because he called her a bad mom. Future then countersued, but since then he's asked the judge to dismiss his case against her. Now, she has not dropped hers, though, just so you know.
Oh, yeah. See, I'm petty. I wasn't dropping mine until you drop yours. Or maybe that's the, maybe that's the stipulation. You drop yours first, and I'll drop mine.
Yep.
Yeah, hopefully the two of them can work that out without the court involved. All right. Kim Kardashian, did y'all see her on the cover of GQ magazine?
No.
Well, you know, she's very scantily clad, I guess is the way you would put it.
You know what? I did see that, but I didn't pay no attention because it was Kim Kardashian naked. I mean, you've seen her naked one time. You've seen her naked a bunch of times.
She's naked, naked,
well,
like
one
no clothes?
Thing that she does do in this interview is talk about what happened with Taylor Swift versus Kanye West and Taylor's people responded. Do you want to hear what happened?
Sure.
All right. Well, according to Kim Kardashian, she says that Taylor Swift totally approved of that song, Famous. And she said she totally knew that that was coming out. She wanted to all of a sudden act like she didn't. I swear, my husband gets so much ish for things when he really was doing proper protocol and even called to get it approved. Then Kim started going in. She said, what rapper would call a girl that he was rapping a line about to get approval? Now she goes on and say to say a lot of different things that, you know, was the okay. She said so many respected people in the music business heard that conversation and knew. I mean, he's called me a bitch in his songs. That's just like what they say. She said, I never once think, what a derogatory word. How dare he? Not in a million years. I don't know why she just flipped all of a sudden. And then she said it was funny because when I get on the Grammy red carpet, all the media is going to think I'm so against this. And I'll just laugh and say the joke's on you guys. I was in on it the whole time. So basically, she also said that Kanye had recorded the conversation that he had with Taylor Swift because he's always filming everything, documentary style. But she said Taylor Swift's people then went ahead and sent an attorney's letter like, don't you dare do anything with that footage. Now, here is how Taylor Swift's people responded. They said Taylor does not hold anything against Kim Kardashian as she recognizes the pressure Kim must be under, and that she's only repeating what she has been told by Kanye. However, that does not change the fact that much of what Kim is saying is incorrect. Kanye and Taylor only spoke once on the phone while she was on vacation with her family. Taylor's never denied that conversation took place, but she said Kanye never played the music for her, never said that he was going to call her a bitch and referencing her. So how could you approve something that you never heard? So
I tend to believe Kim and Kanye. You can't trust anybody like Taylor Swift who acts surprised at award shows when they know they're going to win. Okay, plus Taylor got them sneaky, sharp elbows.
Well,
something about her elbows aren't trustworthy.
They ended that statement with Kim Kardashian's claim Taylor and her team were aware being recorded is not true, and Taylor cannot understand why Kanye and now Kim will not just leave her alone.
I don't understand that either. If I was Kanye, I would never mention Taylor Swift's name because I don't know if Kanye realizes it or not. Whenever he gets close to Taylor or says her name, bad things happen.
Yeah, they just let it go. All right, well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who are you giving that donkey to?
You know, four after the hour, I think Aisha Curry needs to come to the front of the congregation.
Uh-oh.
I mean, she's already in the church. She's actually sitting two rows in, beyond the front. So just come to the front. Take a little walk, Aisha.
Okay.
Come in. Let's talk. Let's have a conversation. Let's talk.
We'll get to that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's Friday! Mr. Breakfast Club, get your ass up. Come on.
Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed up.
So like a donkey?
Yee-haw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Friday, June 17th goes to Aisha Curry, wife of the khaki-colored killer Steph Curry. Let the record show, I like Aisha Curry, but the Donkey of the Day does not discriminate. Now, the Golden State Warriors have a regular season record of 73-9. including the playoffs. They have won 88 games this season. They are the defending NBA champions. I think people forget that. They are the defending NBA champions, and they have a game seven with another possible NBA championship on the line this Sunday, back-to-back. It's safe to say that the last couple of NBA seasons have been great for the Golden State Warriors, and Ayesha Curry knows this because she's had a front row seat to all of it. She is married to the current back-to-back MVP, okay, Steph Curry. So she gets to see all of this play out up close and personal in real time. That's why last night I was befuddled when I saw Ayesha Curry tweet out after Golden State's loss, "I've lost all respect. Sorry. This is absolutely rigged for money. Our ratings in not sure," which she meant to put "I'm," but she put "in." That's how you know her thumbs were fueled by pure emotion. But she tweeted, "Our ratings in not sure, which I won't be silent. I just saw it live. Sorry." This is one of those times. This is one of those times you can tell a woman to shut up and go in the kitchen and cook something and not be considered sexist. Number one, Ayesha Curry is really a chef. She has a show coming on the Food Network. And two, she really has to shut up with her world star hip hop conspiracies about the NBA. This is what happens when you get your talking points from social media. It's quite simple. The Warriors won the championship last year. They were 73-9 in the regular season this year. Steph Curry is back-to-back MVP of the league. Has all that good fortune for Golden State occurred because the NBA is rigged? Tell me, huh? Now, Tim Donahue, a former NBA referee, once admitted that NBA referees rigged a 2002 playoff series to force it to seven games. He also said the NBA routinely encouraged referees to ring up bogus fouls to manipulate results, but ignored calls against star players. Look, refs can only affect the outcome of a game by so much. At the end of the day, you can't rig the ball going through a hoop. There's nothing rigged about the Golden State Warriors only scoring 11 points in the first quarter last night. The score was 31-11 after the first quarter. You can't rig that. You shoot and you make it, or you shoot and you miss. It's not hard. But Ayesha, by your logic, when the Golden State Warriors are making shots, the game is rigged. It's a remote control ball that NBA commissioner, what's his name? Adam Silver, I think. Adam Silver is controlling, and he guides the ball in and out of the hoop as he pleases. Ayesha Curry, stop it. You're just making it way too easy for all these sexist, misogynistic men to say this is why women shouldn't discuss sports. I haven't even looked, but I bet you there's so many stay-in-the-kitchen tweets on Twitter. And by the way, the Greek yogurt snacks, the warm cinnamon apple oatmeal, and the saffron salmon on AyeshaCurry.com, drop one of Clues Bombs for those, okay? They look amazing, all right? But that's not the point. The point is, you can't say the NBA is rigged when things don't go the Warriors' way and then say it's all God's plan when they win. I seem to remember game four of this year's playoffs against the Portland Trailblazers when Steph Curry returned from a knee injury on a Monday night. During regulation, he was like 2 of 13 from the three-point line. But then in overtime, he scored like 17 points. Most points scored by a player in one overtime period ever. And Ayesha Curry tweeted out, "So proud, speechless. God is always in control, always." Ayesha, how you go from that, "God is always in control," to the NBA is rigged? This is how I know God has nothing to do with sports. Sports is a game of chance. Everybody praying for the same thing, a win. So since the series is tied 3-3, who does God love right now? Who God with? What makes this tweet even worse is we have a Game 7 on Sunday. We still don't know what the outcome of this series is going to be. Game 7 in Oakland. It's a high probability the Warriors will still win this series. And if they do, will you still think the NBA is rigged, Ayesha? You have to watch what you say, because what you say will be used against you in the court of social media. Anything good that happens to the Warriors, specifically Steph, from here on out, people will say it's rigged because of your now-deleted tweet, okay? Now let Ayesha get some of those smooth vocals from the Hamiltones, please.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Hee-haw.
Ayesha.
All right.
Ayesha. She was just emotional.
Chef Curry, you put too much salt in that tweet, ma. You added a little too much salt in that tweet, okay? Okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day. Now, when we come back, Angela Yee and I are in Boston. We're broadcasting live from Boston. Yesterday was our sister station's big concert, their Summer Jam. Amazing. Fetty Wap, 50 Cent, Kid Ink, Ty Dolla $ign, Fabulous, Remy Ma, Fat Joe, just to name a few. All performed, all killed it. It was all organized. Everything was on time. It was dope.
Shout out to Kid Ink for the Hennessy too, by the way. We couldn't even backstage.
There was no liquor backstage. It was a good show, but Kid Ink did sneak.
He walked past the room, laughing, having a blast. We were like, and then he came back because he felt bad. Like, do y'all want some Hennessy?
Yeah, he definitely gave us some liquor. So shout out to Kid Ink. But when we come back, we kicked it with 50, and we also kicked it with Remy Ma and Fat Joe. We're gonna get those back on, so don't go anywhere. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was P. Diddy, I Need a Girl. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne the God. Now, yesterday was our sister station's huge concert out in Boston. Fetty Wap, 50 Cent, Fat Joe, Remy Ma, Fabulous, Kevin Gates, and a host of others performed. We got a chance to actually kick it with some of them. The first person we talked to was Fat Joe and Remy Ma.
What's up?
Now, let's get right to it. When are we going to get another record? Like, I love All the Way Up, but I heard the album is done.
Hold on. We got to let the remix simmer, too. Before,
right.
You know?
Right.
The thing is, I understand Envy. He's excited.
Absolutely.
You've been hearing the rumors that the whole album is crazy and you're ready for the next one.
Absolutely.
I understand.
A humble voice, you know?
In a humble voice.
I mean, I'll say a couple of weeks.
A couple of weeks.
No, 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 no. Oh. The next single. In a light couple of weeks.
Right.
Light. Which, by the way, oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
It's going down. I told you last time.
The funny part is, when Joe told me about this record, right? I don't know whose party we was at, a baby. I don't know where we were at.
A baby shower.
I don't know where we were at.
Our kids was in the fashion show.
Oh, the fashion show. I knew it had something to do with kids.
Our kids was in the fashion show.
And Joe says, Envy, we have a record. Let me just tell you. And you know, he got this voice that he does.
Oh, we know.
And then he tells me about this record, and he makes me so excited about the record and the album. He was like, Remy bodied me on this album. He said, absolutely positively bodied me on this album. And he went for the whole, I was like, I'm excited about this album.
People did say on the All The Way Up remix in particular, Remy bodied you on that too, you know.
I don't care, man. Just Joe? As long as Just Joe, y'all stop, man. As long as she making money, I'm making money. Right. Let's make money, man.
Right. We're a team. We say it all the time. If he wins, I win. I win, he wins. So, you know.
Let's talk about that remix first. How many bitches you killed? You killed three bitches?
Six bird bitches all at the same time. No, none of them get fly, huh?
Six of them, none of them get fly. Five of them are popping pills. Three or four are going to cry.
Right.
At least two has to die, though. At least two are dead. They're dead.
Now, I love Rem. Rem, my wife posted a picture the other day on Instagram, and I guess somebody got out of hand. And before I could make a comment, Rem already made a comment and checked the whole page.
We got to watch Rem.
You know how you got, what you call it, with your drivers, when the drivers got the driver's rage, motor rage?
Road rage.
Road rage. She got that Instagram rage. Like,
quickly.
She could stop. You see this? I'd be like, yo, Ram, just calm down.
No, because
man.
Let me explain.
Oh, boy.
Serious, let me explain. People feel like social media is a platform where they can just say and do whatever they want. Mm-hmm. And I feel like if it's my page, I should be able to regulate with get said and done on my page. Why would you come? Would you come to my house and knock on my door if you knew where I lived?
Nope.
And get crazy? So why can you do it on my page? And then I started seeing other people being socially bullied. I call it social media bullying.
Okay.
Like they tried to do to his good wife here. It was the most innocent picture ever. It was like her, him, all the kids. She's pregnant. Beautiful picture.
What did you find negative to say about that?
That's what I said.
Family.
It was like, oh, nobody in the picture is smiling, but you smile a lot when you're with your Chanel bags. I'm like, bruh.
She remembers jealousy. The comic.
Yeah, that was
jealousy.
A bitter ass.
Yo,
goodness.
Jealousy.
I went so
jealousy
crazy.
Jealousy is so phenomenal.
And
Let me tell you something. First of all, money's the root of all evil. And people want it so bad. They so jealous of people. They see your wife. She got Birkin bags. She's doing whatever she wants. God bless you. Work very hard for that. God bless you. So tell them, get off their ass, go get a job, and go work.
Right.
Now, also, with the All The Way Up remix, we heard rumors that there was another remix with Eminem and 50 Cent. I don't know where that came from.
No, we do have a West Coast remix we're about to drop.
Oh.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm. Phenomenal. But, this was, you know, I got a lot of people hating me over this song, man, because, you know, everybody and their mother wanted in on the remix.
Right.
And, you know, we just wanted to do it for the city. We want to do it the way we want to do it, man, and just do what we never did before. We never did it in 20 years.
It came out great.
Dope. Nobody tried to send y'all like an unofficial remix, like, yo, here's my verse.
No. Everybody
what
did.
Happened was, man. The record came out, and I'm going to say this on the record. The record came out March 7th. I remember clearly. Mm-hmm. We dropped the remix on May 24th. The day after we dropped the remix, everybody has their whole remix. I'm like, you know what? They're trying to knock our shine, but...
Yeah, but you know, I ain't... Look, man, it's hip-hop.
How did the Jay-Z record come about? Because there was always rumors that you and Jay weren't great.
We are
great.
Very great
I see
now.
You're great now.
We're very good friends.
Now, and I like that.
I want peace, man.
I like that.
Everybody peaceful. You like that?
Yo,
let me tell you
Jay.
Something. Listen, it's all about peace and unity. You see our young brothers getting in trouble out there. We're trying to stop that. We're trying to show them you can have the biggest rap wars on earth, and you could just make peace, and it's all about peace, man. At the end of the day, we're trying to make beautiful music, feed our families. That's all right. It's really about.
I do think that's a great example for everybody.
But I feel like a lot of times people target us as artists, and we feel like we have to be a certain way. We grow up in a certain environment, and we feel like we have to act a certain way. And they taught us wrong. Like, the hood taught us all the way wrong.
Right.
Like, you go with this mentality, and it's messing up the money. It's going to cost you money, right, with the lawyers and, you know, medical fees, depending on which end of the stick you're on. And I just feel like at this point in both of our lives, like, we passed all that. Like, we don't want no beef with nobody. We don't want no problems. Like, but we are the realest ever. Let the record reflect.
And it's double platinum, the single's double platinum, on its way to double platinum?
Well, it's on it. Who's telling you all this?
I know everything.
Yeah, it's moving, man.
No one told me.
No, it's moving. Stop, man. It's moving.
It's
getting there.
It's
almost there.
Hold on.
It's projected.
I got to talk. Talk that talk. Let me know.
No, stop.
Let me know when I can press the button.
Yeah.
You know what? He can talk crazy all day, every day. As soon as he thinks that I'm about to say, he's like, no. I was like, I was just going to say thank you. That's
now,
all.
When do you tell Fat Joe no?
I haven't seen Fat Joe upset.
No. But sometimes he does talk and, you know.
No,
I haven't seen that in a long time.
The last time I saw him, we were at the Formation concert. We was about to come out.
I saw you guys on stage.
And he was just funny. Like regular. I'm like, bruh, what's up with you? He's like, I don't know. I'm just not in. I'm like, well, there's 80,000 people out there, and we're about to go on, so you better snap the hell out of it. And, like, you know, 5 seconds later, he was
quiet,
like,
before
nothing
the storm.
Could stop me, like, you know, going crazy.
Quiet,
I was just
storm.
Nervous
you
a little bit.
Relax.
Yeah, I was nervous. Nah, I didn't understand what's happening.
See, you got to understand, soaking it in. You know, a lot of people, we take it for granted over all the years we've been putting out hot music. You know what I'm saying? So the way that people receive this right now, 2016, I mean, just to be frank, you know what I'm saying? How the joint is a phenomenon. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm real humbled by it. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm looking at 80,000 people. We have the Beyonce joint. I'm trying really, like, it's like a suntan.
Right.
I'm looking at the fans
the
like a suntan.
The part that confused me is that this is our second time at the Beyonce concert. So, right.
It was New York. It was. We love L.A., too. We love everybody. Stop LA. Trying to kill me.
I just want to know.
Like, she needs you to get hype.
Because he gets me hype. Like, right. Anybody who doesn't know Fat Joe.
You see me perform just
Fat
now?
Joe is the ultimate battery in the back. Envy. You know? Yeah, look what he did to Envy. Envy wanted to buy an album 6 months ago. He didn't even hear the single. He didn't even hear all the way up. This guy's the ultimate battery in the back.
Well, we have a traffic jam of other platinum artists here.
Well,
so we'll let you get to them.
We look forward to the album and the next single. And I'll be calling you. I only text when I feel. I text him immediately, like, you got one.
Then it's about to go down.
Text me? Why you ain't text Remy, though?
I text
Papoose. See, that's what I don't like.
I text
Papoose. Oh,
wow,
now,
you see
that's
happening?
So wrong. That's
respect
wrong.
As a man,
Remy,
as a man.
That's wrong. So the woman can't get a text
it's
from
like,
you.
It's like, when I start texting Gia, don't say nothing.
Papoose hits me 6 o'clock in the morning every other day, so
that's
he gets
serious.
A text back.
Let me
not
ask
for
you
nothing.
A question.
In
do
my
you
bed,
know your sister has a show called Lip Service?
Yeah, I don't go in there. I don't go in there.
Listen, I just seen Fat Joe's wife. She looked like, you know, she learned a lot about you. That's good.
Joe just walked off.
Joe
has the best story that I always
lip-sync
think about.
Joe out.
All right, well, keep it locked. When we come back, we're going to kick it with 50 a little bit. Don't go anywhere. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. It's a Friday. That was Bryson Tiller with Don't. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, we're out in Boston for their huge concert. It's called Summer Jam. Very organized, very great show. No problems, no fighting. Everything was amazing. Everybody was on the bill, including this guy right here.
That's right. I'm here in the background. It's your boy 50 Cent. I'm your host for this evening.
I saw you recently in that brand new Rolls Royce.
I have fun. I got to have fun, you know?
That was a Bentley Mulsanne. That's what it was. The gold one. He has a Rolls, too, the Rolls convertible, but a Bentley gold Mulsanne he was driving.
See, he knows. He's next to me. You know why? Because he has them, too.
Yeah. I don't know what these are, okay? I know it wasn't a Honda.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, next one. I was thinking about that, though. I might give me that Crossfire, you know, that drop top smart car.
Yeah.
No, that would be hot.
Give me some chrome rims, like the, you know, like the chrome golf carts.
Yeah.
And just pull up on them, right? Skirt.
You ain't gonna do that.
Like, what's up, man? You know what I'm saying? What's happening?
Now, what you doing so much with the effing vodka, the headphones, the Frigo underwear, the power?
You got on your Frigos now?
I ain't got my Frigos on. They usually have them on.
No,
I ain't got my
Frigos
on.
No, 50 like his Frigos because they separate his testicles from
it keeps
his...
Me,
it's a pocket.
Yeah. Hey.
So you don't sweat. So when you sweat, it doesn't give you...
Yeah, the, it takes a little longer for you to start to create that natural odor that you create. You know, and it,
we call that musk.
That musk.
That musk is a precious smell. But do you still love music the same way?
I do. It's more interesting for me. I had a chance to take a step back and enjoy it from a fan perspective. Mm-hmm. You know, and it, you got the new little artists that come in, and they all pretty much show me respect. So I enjoy watching it, you know, take place. You know what I'm saying? Like, for Fab, I feel like Fab still hasn't had his moment.
Right.
Right.
Like, he's dope. It's just when there's nothing going on but Fab, because like, it'll happen. Eventually it will. You know what I mean? Because it's the consistency. It's going to have a harder, for him, it's going to, longer
right.
process of him being consistent. So it's a little more harder. But when it does happen, it'll pay off. You know what I mean?
Now, have you spoken to your boy Troy Ave? I saw you shout him out in his unfortunate situation.
Yeah, I haven't spoken to him directly, but through his actual attorney, Scott right. Lehman, you know, I've communicated with him. I mean, he's a good spirit, so, you know, hope everything comes along with that.
Right.
You know, when I seen that incident and they said you went to visit him or whoever at the hospital, I was like, you know, because I mean, back in the day, you would have to run through the clubs, and it could have been an incident at any given moment.
That could happen.
How do you
anyone.
Stop that, though? You know.
Well, it's just unfortunate, right. and it's interesting because it lands in the actual artist space instead of it happens over and over in the nightclub, but it's someone else.
Right.
It's not the actual artist involved. So when that happens, it's a little crazy, but, you know, we'll see. You know, with the graces of God, he'll be all right, you know, in that scenario. So we'll see what happens.
Because I see you in the club all the time now, 50.
I'll be out there.
50 go out now. I'll be out there.
Not only do he be in the club, he be on that mic. He does not play.
They say,
like, he don't want to leave.
You always there. We never there. Now I show up, we're there. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he's there.
It's to the point where I call up and like, yo, tell Fifth he going out too much now. He never went out before. I'm like, tell him he's going out too much.
I'm going to tell you a story. So I was in Detroit, and 50 was at Silver Rain.
Yeah.
So,
club?
Yes.
Okay.
So I was like, let me go check him out. So I'm outside the club. Some incident happened. All right. But I was already there. There was all kinds of things going on outside. It didn't feel like the safest situation. But I said, I got to go in because I said I was coming.
She gave me this because you stay right here. Stay right here. Don't worry about nothing. Stay over here. It's nice and safe.
I feel safe when 50's around.
One thing I can say about Fifth, if there's an incident in the club, he will go in. He doesn't care. He likes that. He's like, where are they fighting? No. I'm going in. That's
Fifth. Not no more. You got to leave when there's an incident. Leave. You got to be like, we out of here.
Now, there's only one time I seen something that would make me feel like I should leave as soon as that thing in Orlando. That was kind of crazy.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that you need to leave.
Yeah, you got to leave that one. Now, let's talk about Power. Power's coming back on TV. Everybody's excited about it.
Yeah, me too. Like, July 17th, it's actually moved it back because my birthday was the 6th, and then Jeremiah's birthday is the 17th, so it'll be on his birthday now. And now the show will be coming on Sundays instead of Saturdays.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so.
Did you expect it to be that big? Because, I mean,
it's
to the point where.
I anticipated being big. Like, when I work on a project, I get passionate about it, and it, like, when we're going to be in the. Bermuda.
Right.
We'll be out there, but, you know, we start working on some other things, but we'll tell you later. But right now, when you feel like it's going to be successful, but I can't see limitations to it. If I don't feel like it's going to be a success, I can't work on it hard enough for it to be a success. And then once the project, you know, it's grown on its own, like the indications that you have a hit show is when it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger as it goes. You know what I'm saying? It gets better because the writing staff, everybody knows they can feel the pulse of the actual show, and they start doing things because they know the characters, and everything feels really organic from there.
When you scare me because you get a little too into character.
Yeah,
when you get a little too into character, I'm like, is he acting or what's going on?
Yeah, I got some places I could draw from this one. You know what I'm saying? I got people that I used that I interacted with in the past and people that, you know, like fictional pieces that are there, but, you know, you got to make them real.
You were very involved in the direction of what was happening on the show.
That. Yeah, that one from the beginning, from scratch. You know what I mean? So now, you know, I feel like, once I feel like the idea is right, I got another show picked up, but they didn't announce it yet, so I don't want to tell everybody what network it's
on.
Is it on
Star? Oh, it's not on Star.
No, it's scripted, and they're going to be really surprised that I wrote the entire script.
Really?
That was the first script that... What I did is I brought in a team of writers to develop the world following the script.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually got it, so it was like, it's really cool. So I'll do some writing, and they'll probably see me direct an episode of Power in the next season.
Okay, well, we look forward to seeing Power.
You can't miss it.
And we're with your host, 50 Cent.
You right here with the morning show, baby. We ain't playing.
All right. Now, Yee, when we come back, we got rumors coming up?
Yes, we're going to talk about some new things happening in the Grammys to make certain people eligible that weren't eligible before. Also, we'll be discussing O.J. Simpson as Khloe Kardashian's dad. Possibly. We'll tell you what's about to happen.
All right. All that and more. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
This just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Vanessa Satin, who's the editor-in-chief of XXL, she did the freshman cover. She came on The Breakfast Club, and you guys asked her about Post Malone and why he wasn't part of the freshman 2016 class.
I didn't ask that because I definitely didn't care.
All right, well, here's what happened.
Post Malone, we were told by his camp that he wasn't paying attention to hip-hop so much. He was going in more of a rock, pop, country direction.
Opening for Justin Bieber direction.
We never even discussed play music. We never even met on it. Once we heard that he was going in a whole different music direction and wasn't really acknowledging hip-hop, and really once they were telling us, you know, well, going in that country direction, we were like, well, that's the message that you don't really want to be in the hip-hop world, so we're just going to let it go.
All right, well, Post Malone was not too pleased with that. And he put up a post, Dear Vanessa, XXL, Internet, etc. My love of music should never be questioned. I shouldn't be chastised for expressing myself in whichever way I see it. He goes on to say, I made a hip-hop mixtape promoting my hip-hop album. I have a hip-hop album coming out in August. Even if I was to assume a silly alter ego or make a effing acid poker project and shave my head, it's all reflective of what I'm going through as an artist and even more a living person. So he just said from the horse's mouth, no, he said, she said, if you don't like me, politely F off.
Well, I'm a F off because I don't care what kind of music Post Malone makes. It's all going to be trash. Fought on Post Malone's whole existence.
They love Post Malone, though. You can't front on Post Malone.
Vanessa responded. She said, Dear Post Malone, I hear you and respect your message, but we can only go off information we are given. Your publicity team told us you were moving away from hip-hop and didn't want to be boxed into being a hip-hop artist because you were working on other genres of music. So she goes on to say all she did was repeat what she was told and that she did try to reach out to his management, did try to reach out to him. And had no response. So that's what she was offered.
Well, this is Charlamagne Tha God's take on the whole situation. Fought on Post Malone's whole existence. All right.
Wow.
Thank
you. What did Post Malone do?
Nothing. I think he's whack.
All right. And now here's some news. Streaming-only albums are now eligible to be nominated for a Grammy. So streaming music, obviously, that's so important right now to everybody. That's how a lot of people are listening to music. Well, they just announced yesterday that will be eligible now. So that's a huge change, and that's going to be implemented immediately.
So that means
that Chance the Rapper's album that was a streaming album is now eligible.
Oh, that's a beautiful thing. You need new rules for new technology. Like, that whole old way of doing things needs to be out the window. A lot of this stuff needs to be updated, and that was one of the things that needed to be updated. And Chance the Rapper Coloring Book absolutely deserves to not only be nominated for a Grammy, but to win one. Amazing project, that is.
All right. Well, there you have it. And that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.